From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's chairman, Carl Hendricks Fonberg, is not only apologizing for the huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, but also for a remark he made after meeting with President Obama and agreeing to set up a $20 billion fund to cover damages from the spill.
I hear comments sometimes that large oil companies are greedy companies or don't care. But that is not the case in BP. We care about the small people.
Svanberg, who's Swedish, later issued a statement saying he regretted referring to Gulf Coast residents and businessmen as small people. The mayor of Orange Beach, Alabama, Tony Kennan, says he was not offended by the remark.
I can only laugh at it, I'll be honest with you. You know, they can call me small, miniature, they can call me anything they want. Just write the check and send it to us.
The checks for damages will be coming from a fund run by an independent administrator, the same attorney who directed the fund for victims of the September 11th attacks. Some members of Congress are praising BP for setting up that claims fund. But NPR's Audie Cornish reports the company's CEO is still likely to face a tough grilling when he appears before a House panel this morning.
Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat from Alaska, praised the agreement between the Obama administration and BP to establish an independently run claims fund for those affected by the Gulf oil spill.
With the Exxon Valdez, if we would have had this kind of speed in response and the set-aside, if Exxon would have done the same thing, a lot of lives would have been benefited.
But BP's top executive, Tony Hayward, will still have to answer to lawmakers who are investigating the spill in a House hearing today. Leaders of the House Energy Subcommittee have accused the company of ignoring problems and cutting corners to save money in engineering the well that exploded in the Gulf in April. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Israel is easing its land blockade of the Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says construction materials for civilian projects will be allowed into Gaza as long as the projects are under international supervision. Consumer prices are down 0.2%, the second straight monthly decline. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now with details.
Well, you can thank lower costs for energy. That's mainly what's pulling prices down. The government says energy prices are down by the most in a year, with gasoline posting the biggest decline. Prices at the pump were down more than 5% in May. Food prices were also down, but not by as much. The Consumer Price Index is the government's most closely watched barometer of inflation. This latest data is seen as confirmation that inflation is not a problem for the economy right now.
Thanks. NPR's Giles Snyder reporting from Washington. In another report out today, the Labor Department says the number of people filing new claims for unemployment benefits has jumped unexpectedly. That follows 3 weeks of declines. Analysts had been expecting another drop. Congress is still debating whether to extend unemployment benefits through the end of November. This is NPR News from Washington. A number of people are injured in the latest attack by insurgents in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the Taliban is claiming responsibility for the suicide car bomb explosion.
A Taliban spokesman claims that a suicide bomber drove a stolen police vehicle loaded with explosives into a district police headquarters in Ghazni province. Police say guards fired on the vehicle as it sped toward the building. NATO officials say roadside bombs killed three American service members yesterday, two in an attack in northern Afghanistan and one in the south. The Associated Press says the death toll for U.S. troops in Afghanistan this month now stands at more than 30. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The disputed Democratic primary for a U.S. Senate seat in South Carolina may finally be resolved today. Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports a number of inquiries are underway into the surprising victory by an unemployed political newcomer.
Vic Rawl says he's heard from voters who meant to cast ballots for him, but saw Alvin Green's name appear on their voting screens instead. Green is a 32-year-old military vet who didn't raise money and didn't actively campaign, yet somehow won the race by 18 percentage points. Democratic leaders have three options today. They can certify the result of the vote as is, call for a new election, or overturn the race and declare Rawl the winner. The winner of the primary will face Republican incumbent Jim DeMint in November. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Calmer weather is forecast today in northern Arizona, where a wildfire has charred about 1,000 acres. The flames are threatening about 50 homes near the town of Williams. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.